Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Dr. Hank Herod of the Urban Child Institute, Shay Flynn from the Memphis City Council, and Reverend Kenneth Whalum from New Olivet Baptist Church. I wanted to start with you, Dr. Herod, to talk about why you're an advocate for pre-K education. What are the benefits as you see it?
Well, we know from the biology of the developing child that the first years are when the brain is developing, first of all, most rapidly. It's a period of time when the neural circuits upon which subsequent brain growth is dependent are being connected and being formed. And it's a period of time when the brain is most plastic in the sense that it's more adaptable to different things. So these early years are really critical. So that's the biology of what's happening in the brain. On the other side, we've got really strong data that shows the impact of early intervention in the form of educational experiences for young children. And there are a host of studies that have clearly demonstrated that at-risk children or children from more affluent families, if they are exposed to a high-quality educational experience early on in life, they're much more likely to enter school ready to perform at the expected level in the third grade, in the ninth grade, to graduate from high school, et cetera. So it all begins in these earliest years. And in Memphis, where we have a lot of issues and with families at risk, kids at risk, the idea of being able to create an environment in which they can get an educational experience that would bring them up to the standards that the kindergarten teachers are expecting, I think is a really powerful one to consider.
And so, Shay Flynn, you and I think Jim Strickland have pushed this for a couple years now. Tell us what the proposal is as you've shaped it.
The proposal, and there can be a lot of confusion with the previous sales tax effort led by the county commission. This is not that. This has, we think, solved a lot of the flaws in that. This money would come from the state to the city and go into a trust account that would be administered by Early Childhood Commission. Mayor Wharton has put forth some of the nominees for that, and if this passes, the council will act on those recommendations. They will then utilize that money to meet the pre-K needs present in the city of Memphis. After that, because it is a projection, because there is a ramp-up period, whatever money's not being used, it will go to relieve some of the property tax pressure that we're feeling in this community.
Let's get you in. Reverend Whalum, you have some concerns about this proposal. What are those?
Well, first of all, the notion of the need for pre-K education is something that everybody in their right mind would agree with. The work of the Urban Child Institute has been stellar for years, and they've been telling us the problem is poverty, the problem is the need for effective pre-K education and intervention. My problem with the proposal is that it does not guarantee that every child who needs it is going to receive it. And I believe that it's counterintuitive for the average voter to say, well, yeah, let me pay more taxes for something that I may not benefit from. It's counterintuitive. And so I'll be just pushing and pushing for people to vote no, because there are other ways to do directly what we're attempting to do indirectly.
And so, Shay, does this guarantee pre-K education for everyone in Memphis?
It guarantees everyone who is not currently already receiving it. Based on, and I believe the Urban Child Institute numbers, there's about 12,000 students in that four-year-old range, and a third of them just aren't going to go to pre-K for whatever reason that their parents don't want them to. You have a certain number of slots and a certain number in private pre-K providers, and then this would provide the opportunity for everyone else. The only limit to this is going to be the amount of money collected. Again, the property tax thing is because we didn't want to get into a wheel tax situation. How do we know you're not going to just turn around and spend it on something else? We might be for pre-K, but we don't want you jokers in government to waste it. So we wrote it into the body of the question. Those are the only two things this money can go for.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.